This is DJ Dr. Watts. I just want to say to everyone out there that's listening, I would like to say I appreciate your attention. And I have some lucrative endorsement deals for the right artists. It's not going to be for an everyday artist. This is a deal that artists that can stand on the stage with A-list performers can take advantage of. If you think your music is there, you need to give me a call because, or not a call, but you should message me because I have some lucrative deals for you and they're popping off every week. If you're an artist, there are many ways to leverage your music and your talent, and there are many ways to get paid. I myself am a producer and I'm an artist, and I get paid for music streaming all around the world in different formats, not only on the regular streaming like iTunes and Spotify and Deezer. I get license money for music and music libraries and grocery stores and food and beverage places and spas and sports centers and stuff like that. So there are many ways that you can leverage your talent and your music producers. You're sitting on a gold mine of music that can be playing over and over in certain places and just bringing you residual income. And that's what I'm all about, turning people on to deals and showing them ways that they can take their talent in this new age of electronic music and electronic distribution. It's an amazing thing once you really get an idea and get a foothold in what's really going on. I'm going to be doing some more podcasts, and I just want, take time just to talk to you guys and just let you know there are opportunities out there, and they're not the regular opportunities of just making a mixtape and selling it. You need to get your music out to the public, and you need to get your craft fine-tuned. If you're not fine-tuned, you need to find a way to fine-tune. If you're a singer, and you write lyrics, you need to find a way to write the best lyrics you can by using grammar tools. And if you're a rapper, you need to make sure you're using grammar tools and don't just try to use it off the dome, as people say. Use these grammar tools and rhyming library or rhyming dictionaries and thesauruses and things like that, using similes and metaphors and idioms and old folklore, just all kind of different things. Find different ways to make your craft interesting, and don't complain about an artist who has a lot of attention, because it's not this artist who's kidnapping people and make them listen to their music. It's the public that's responding to them. You've got to find a way to get people to respond to your craft. And the best way that you can do it is being original. And the worst way you can do it is trying to be a clone of someone else. While at the same time, the worst way that you can try to get yourself marketable is to try to ignore what's currently being played. And the best way you can do is to pay attention to what the people are being offered, what they're responding to, put your spin on it and give it to them. But the main thing is you have to make it marketable, and you need to start asking people who don't know you, how does your music sound? Because your family and friends will tell you, but no one will be as truthful as a stranger. And remember, before you post something, ask yourself, would I pay money out of my pocket or off my credit card for a download of this? And if your answer is yes, then either your music is good or either you're lying to yourself. And if the answer is no, then you probably need to go back to the drawing board and take a listen to what you're doing. Maybe it could be your beat. Maybe it could be the words or your delivery, your subject matter. All of that makes a difference. You need to study the news. You need to study trends. You need to study everything, because hit makers study societal impacts before they write songs. They write songs out of what's happening. And that is a very, very good practice to follow behind. So this is DJ Dr. Watts. It's this little short little thing to kind of help you out. Make sure you get BMI.com. Make sure you get or ASCAP.com, and make sure you get an account created at the Copyright Office, copyright.gov. Copyright your music, copyright your lyrics. And I have found out that the artists who don't think that they sound good sound the best, and those who think they sound very good sound the worst. I don't understand it, but it's just the way I found it to be. But anyway, just want to drop this off at you. I'm DJ Dr. Watts. I'm out here scouting for you for opportunities. If you're A-list, let's get paid. I'm out and let the music play.